Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Well, it's not just the Jennings Creek fire in New York and New Jersey. After a month of dry conditions, wildfires are beginning to burn in several parts of our area. Let's see what we can expect from the weather conditions today. Here's AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
We get down as low as 37 early this morning in Central Park. That's the lowest we've seen since the 5th of April, and there's still a breeze blowing outside at 10 to 15 miles per hour. And that stiff breeze is going to continue into the afternoon hours, keeping real field temperatures in the 30s for a while, sneaking into the low 40s. It'll be clear for much of tonight, and we'll see temperatures dropping down to about 38 in Midtown and mid to upper 20s in the coldest suburbs, well out to our north and west. It'll stay chilly tomorrow as clouds increase. We'll finally start to see moderating temperatures on Friday. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg. The full four-day forecast is coming up in less than 10 minutes on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
As we've been telling you, with these dry conditions, wildfire is becoming a problem now also on eastern Long Island. Dozens of firefighters have now battled a brush fire for 2 days in Medford.
You can still smell the strong odor of smoke in the air here in the 12 Pines Park area of Medford after a brush fire started on Tuesday and then rekindled on Wednesday. The fire lieutenant, John Palladino, says thankfully no one was injured.
The conditions have been dry out here, and with the wind, it's made it, you know, a little tougher to keep under control.
He says the fire is battled solely on the ground, and it's difficult, especially in the overnight hours.
We had about 40 members out here this morning. That includes 5 mutual aid departments. So we had a lot of help from surrounding departments.
That's a lot of people. So somebody could have been injured.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially with the wind conditions we've had, but we had no injuries.
Other brush fires have happened here in the past week and a half. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Medford, Long Island.
A volunteer firefighter is accused of intentionally setting the brush fire in Medford. 20-year-old Jonathan Quiles is under arrest on arson and reckless endangerment charges. There's been no word on a motive. And in the meantime, we are dealing with this cold today. And of course, some folks don't have the clothing they need to battle this cold weather. Well, you can help out by donating to a coat drive that's underway in Lower Manhattan.
A nice warm coat. Many of us take that for granted as we throw it on and head out today. But for hundreds of city school kids who live in homeless shelters, they arrive at school in a sweatshirt or a t-shirt. Now, some 200 students who live in temporary housing will be attending this event November 23rd. They will each get a new coat, hat, and gloves. Rich Mantell is vice president of middle schools for the UFT. He began this 12 years ago.
We know when the kids leave, we know we give them the coats. They're beaming from ear to ear, like they just can't believe it. They come in, you know, they're wearing like a sweatshirt in the middle of winter, and they leave with the coats, and just seeing the looks on their faces and how grateful they are without saying anything, just witnessing it, it's a priceless feeling.
Coats, hats, scarves, sweaters, it could all be donated, dropped off here to UFT headquarters at 52 Broadway. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. In Lower Manhattan.
A A 25-year-old man was shot in the leg last night during an attempted mugging in East Harlem. Police say the man was on an e-bike in Marcus Garvey Park at 125th and Madison at about 10:45 last night when five men came up and tried to steal his e-bike and his other possessions. When the man refused, one of the five shot him. One person of interest was taken into custody. A firearm was recovered. The man said to be in stable condition. Police say the other four fled the scene. The three surviving siblings of the four-year-old Harlem boy who died of starvation and neglect in his home have been placed in temporary foster care. The five, six, and seven-year-olds have been receiving medical care at Harlem and Bellevue hospitals since they were rescued October 13th from the apartment where their brother, Jameek Modlin, died. They'll now be placed in temporarily in a Westchester County foster home while permanent custody is figured out. The parents, 25-year-old Natavia Ragsdale and 25-year-old LaRon Modlin, are currently in Rikers awaiting trial. LaRon Modlin has a court appearance scheduled for today in Manhattan. Special counsel Jack Smith, who pursued two prosecutions against Donald Trump, reportedly plans to resign before President-elect Trump can fire him.
Jack Smith is jumping before he gets pushed. The special counsel for the Justice Department is winding down his work. Multiple reports indicate he's expected to resign before Donald Trump takes office in January. The cases he brought involved charges that Trump conspired to overturn the 2020 election and obstructed attempts to return classified documents. But since those indictments came down, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a decision on presidential immunity, and the Justice Department abides by a longstanding rule that a sitting president cannot be prosecuted. Smith is required to issue a report summarizing the scope of the investigations. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
It may soon be landlords and not renters who are responsible for those broker's fees when an apartment is rented in the city. The city council is voting today on a bill that would shift those fees to the landlords or whomever hires a broker. Council member Chi Ase authored the bill. He says broker's fees are so pricey, they prevent some families from getting into a home.
I've heard stories from families who are trying to grow but can't move into a new apartment because of broker fees. You know, the average cost, upfront cost of moving into an apartment as a tenant in New York City right now is over $10,000. And over half of that cost is the broker fee.
That's because the broker fee can be 15% of a year's rent. In fact, an analysis from Street Easy found renters pay an average of $12,951 in upfront costs to move into an apartment, including the broker's fee. But opponents of the bill, including major real estate trade groups, say the bill could lead to higher rents overall, with landlords baking the broker fee into monthly rents, or that renewal leases would also be higher under the bill. And New Jersey officials are expected to issue a drought warning this morning. The state hasn't seen any significant rainfall in the past 2 months. Many reservoirs in the state are below half their drinking water capacity. There are also concerns about water pressure when it comes to fighting those wildfires in the state. The State Department of Environmental Protection held an online hearing last night about the conditions, but it didn't answer any questions, including whether any part of the state is in danger of running out of drinking water. Well, as you've been hearing on Traffic and Transit on the Ones, Amtrak service remains suspended between Penn Station and New Haven because of yesterday's transformer fire in the Bronx. Officials are hoping to have full service running again by 2 this afternoon. Metro North and will be cross-honoring Amtrak tickets to New Haven at Grand Central.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.